May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Ezekiel 44. This is verse 15 through 19. But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the sons of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, declares the Lord God. And they shall enter my sanctuary, and then they shall come near to my table to minister to me and to keep my charge. It shall be that when they enter at the gates of the inner court, that they shall be clothed with linen garments, and wool shall not be on them while they are ministering in the gates of the inner court in the house. Linen turbans shall be on their heads, and linen undergarments shall be on their loins, and they shall not gird themselves with anything that makes them sweat. And when they go out to the outer court, and into the outer court to the people, they shall put off their garments in which they were ministering, and lay them in the holy chambers. Then they shall put on the other garments that they wear, they may not transmit holiness to the people with their garments. They shall lay aside their garments and lay them in the holy chambers. They shall put on other garments that they may not transmit holiness to the people with their garments. There's a lot of cool stuff in these verses. And if you get the Azenor's devotional, I just posted this, so you can read about it later and think about it more, pray into it in terms of your own walk, your own life. But that's just an interesting and fascinating scripture to me, that he says that these garments, if you take them off, lay them in the holy chambers, and take them off so that the garments won't transmit holiness to the people. And the biblical principle is this, is that what you wear is what you transmit. What you put on is what you transmit. I'm not talking about your physical clothes. People do become conscious of what people wear. You do that, right? Like if people wear something really funky, people become really aware of that. Or if people walk into a room, they wear something dazzling, people are aware of that. And that's just the natural. But what you wear, what's on you, spiritually transmits to the people around you, whether good or bad. If you've ever been with someone, this can happen particularly with younger people, kids, but it can also be true with adults. If you have someone who has serious rejection issues, and unconsciously their whole intent in life and purpose in life is to get attention so they can have that empty place met with acceptance, they usually suck the atmosphere and the air out of a room or out of a house. And everybody's impacted by it. If somebody walks into your presence, into your room, into your office, or just comes up to you, or into a crowd of people, and they're wearing depression, or they're wearing anger, or they're wearing frustration, or fear and anxiety and hopelessness, it transmits into the room. It changes and shifts the atmosphere of an environment. Haven't you found that to be true? You husbands, you wives, when you walk into a room, the room where he is or she is, and they're wearing something funky, you know it the minute you walk in the room. And then what's fun is that when you, the guy, asks what's wrong, then the answer is like, nothing. The best thing to do, by the way, this is extra, is don't proceed. Just accept that as the answer and go somewhere else until the atmosphere changes. Because it is your fault, by the way. Unless you're prepared to hear it, then don't ask the question. But this is true in the Lord. This is Romans 13, verse 12 through 14. The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sexuality, and in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. The principle of putting on Christ, wearing Christ. See, here is the truth about every believer. Is that because of your union with Christ, when you're born again, you're in Christ and Christ is in you. So if you're in Christ, putting on Christ, if you're in Christ, then He's on you. If Christ is in you, then He's in you. And what's true about every believer at the very beginning of their Christian walk, from the very start, you see, we can make this so complicated that only a select few have so gone far enough and cultivated His presence enough that they can actually be wearing His presence, that His presence is on them that transmits. That word was for any of the priests, Levitical priests of Zadok. Every one of you are priests, the priests of the believer. And the truth is that every one of you are born with Christ in you and Christ on you. But our humanity has to participate in truth for truth to manifest. You with me? Like if we don't obey, then God won't do what He's going to do, or we don't, the bottom being the whole thing by faith, we live by faith. And so here's the thing. What may be true about you may not be manifested through you and on you if you don't live in consciousness and expectation of the truth. Because what we're conscious of is what we manifest. A person who's conscious of anger transmits anger. A person who's conscious of fear transmits fear. Insecurity. You ever been around somebody extremely insecure? I mean, you walk away from that place kind of insecure yourself because it draws you in. Whatever that anointing is in that's on them, that's manifesting, you get drawn into that. I remember one time years and years and years ago when I was living in Birmingham, I went to lunch with the professor who was the head of the Department of Evangelism where I was going to school. Deep guy, I.J. Fontenot. And I remember sitting down with him to eat lunch at McDonald's, and he must have eaten in 15 seconds. And he was just wired and ate so fast. And by the time I left that place, I was a nervous wreck. I almost ate my fingers. Because what he transmitted draws you in, drew me in. His nervousness drew me into his nervousness. And when a person walks into a room knowing that they're in union with Christ and conscious of that and expecting manifestation of that in them, through them, they walk into a room wearing in manifestation Jesus. And it shifts the atmosphere. And it draws people into the anointing Jesus carries in manifestation. Now, of course, the more time we hang out with Him behind the veil, beholding His presence in secret place, the more conscious we are in faith of His abiding presence in us and on us. Right? But the truth is, you're born with it. That's why it's so important. That's why Chuck keeps going over and over and over again with more layers about who you are in Christ, because who you are in Christ, because who you are in Christ, because if you're in Christ, then He's on you. He's in you and on you. And the more conscious you are of that, the more in faith you expect manifestation of that in you and through you, the more you publicly wear that into every environment. I can tell you that when you walk into Walmart, or walk into the drugstore, or walk into what room, and you walk into that place abiding in Him. He said, if you abide in Me and I abide in you, that He's abiding and I'm consciously abiding in Him, conscious of His presence, expecting His manifestation, then I am very publicly wearing His presence. You ever been anybody like that? It impacts you. I've been in places where thousands of people, somebody walked into a place, and you're aware of that. What they wear transmits to others. And you walk in that environment carrying the Christ who is a harvester, looking for opportunities for harvest. They may not know what's happening, but they all get drawn into that anointing. It releases an atmosphere of faith in them, the sick or the lost, that something's about to happen. It changes the atmosphere. They may not realize what is all going on, but it changes the atmosphere and releases the kingdom. Because remember, because you're in Christ, you carry a little open heaven everywhere you go. But you won't manifest what you carry. You won't manifest what you wear unless you're conscious of it. That's the great discipline. It's the discipline of faith, of not being distracted from that in the Christian life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.